If you are a real estate investor, or perhaps you are a wholesaler and you've wanted money for real estate deals to actually stay in the deal and make really, really big profits, don't go anywhere because I'm getting ready to plug you into the money. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor, the Private Money Academy podcast. Glad to have you here on the show. And here on the show, we always talk about private money. I also have amazing guests join me to talk about their multi-million dollar businesses and how you too can emulate what they do to take your real estate investing career to the next level. As a thank you for just being here on the show. You may be watching or listening in on one of our podcast channels. I've got a free gift for you just for being here. And that is, I just recently released my brand new book, which is called Where to Get the Money Now. And the subtitle is How and Where to Get Money for Your Real Estate Deals Without Relying on Traditional or Hard Money Lenders. And it's free for you. That'll save you $20 from Amazon. Just cover shipping and delivery, and we'll rush it right out to you. You can claim your free copy at www.jayconner, jayconner.com/book, book. Again, that's www.jayconner, jayconner.com/book, and we'll rush it right out to you. It'll walk you through the easy steps that will get you quickly lots of private money to fund your deals. And I'm not talking hard money. I'm talking about private money where we make the rules and you're just going to love it. Well, as I mentioned, I have just amazing guests come here on the show. Today is no different at all. My guest that I have coming on with me is a full-time real estate investor, originally from Green Bay. He and his wife go back and forth. They recently bought a home down in Seminole, Florida. So they go back and forth. They spend their winters down in Florida. They're back up in Green Bay, back and forth. So anyway, they are enjoying life and making their own dreams come true. Well, this couple, this dynamic duo couple, husband and wife team, they bought their first duplex, towards the end of 2016, and they parlayed that into 115 doors in just within 3 years of that first purchase using the BRRRR strategy. That's right. That's the BRRRR strategy. If you've never heard about that, my guest is going to talk all about it. And since getting that first one just in 2016, they have created almost a portfolio worth over $8 million in such a short period of time. They also run companies called Fox Cities Home Buyers and Wisconsin Discount Properties. That's the largest real estate wholesaling company in Wisconsin, where they did about $2 million in revenue just last year. So they also teach students all across the country who are looking to learn about and get their very first BRRRR deal. So I know you're going to want to hear all about that on the show. They have three kids whom they homeschool so they can travel when they want to and teach the kids, the work, show them the world through experiences. So anyway, outside of real estate, my guest loves spending time with his family, being on the water, and hosting friends at their new Florida house. I can't wait for my invitation as well down to the Florida house. So with that, welcome to the show, my good friend, Corey Raymond. Corey, welcome to the show.
Jay, pleasure to be here, man. Great intro. I feel all warm and fuzzy after that, brother. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I didn't mention to the folks yet, Corey, that you and I actually are in not one, but two masterminds together. And, masterminds are an awesome thing to help people grow their real estate investing business. You and Carrie have got your mastermind group that you run. I've got my mastermind group that I run. So they make a big difference in our businesses, don't they?
Oh man, when we're talking to people interested in being a part of the mastermind group, I mean, we just can't say enough about them. I mean, we look back at our numbers, and we were pretty flatlined until we joined our first real estate mastermind group. And then it just was like the hockey stick. It just, from there, it just kept going up and up and up. So yeah, I mean, you know, the power of it being, in just two with me and then having your own. I mean, it's just in real estate investing, it's a no brainer. Like, you have to be in masterminds.
Yeah. Well, you know what I respect? One thing I respect about you, Corey, and I do the same thing. And that is, you know, there's educators and coaches out there in the real estate investing world that don't even do real estate anymore. And yeah. I'm doing real estate. You're doing real estate every day. As a matter of fact, before we started the show just a few minutes ago, I just got a call on my cell phone from my assistant, my full-time assistant. She's my acquisitionist. And she also talks to our rent-to-own buyers. We sell a lot of homes on rent-to-own. And we actually help the people get a mortgage instead of just leaving them to their own devices. So we just sold one for an $8,000 non-refundable option fee, and we'll have them ready for their mortgage here probably in about 3 months. They're not far away. So, you know, it's all about making an impact in other people's lives too, as well, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think Jay, you just nailed it. First of all, I love the rent to own strategy. We could talk on here all day about rent to own as a separate strategy, but I think what you said is, educators like yourself, what I love about you is that you're always doing deals. And so, you know, real estate from back probably when you got into real estate has changed drastically now from how it used to be back in, 2010, 11, 12. The market's completely gone on the other side of the pendulum, but you're always in it. So you're always learning the newest and greatest and surrounding yourself in these masterminds with other people who are on the cutting edge of the newest, latest, greatest technologies or strategies or whatever that then you as an educator can pass on to your mentees and mastermind groups and things like that. I think that's the power of, like what you're doing and what we do is being in the game, so to speak, pretty actively. That's like your main business, right? It's not necessarily the coaching or anything else. It's doing deals.
And
that's
the coaching
part for you, probably like us, is really came not out of necessity. It's not that we need to do coaching because we need to generate more income. Real estate's a beautiful vehicle for income creation. It's really about serving people and giving back to people and giving them that hand a lot of times that they need to get up to that next level. So that's what I love about you, man. And I'm excited to be here with you today.
Well, I'm excited to have you. So this BRRRR strategy, that's what I want us to focus on here. The BRRRR. So it's a B with four R's.
Correct.
Strategy. So first, what does BRRRR stand for?
Yeah, so it's an acronym. Actually, the guys on Bigger Pockets, I think, were the ones that coined that phrase, BRRRR. So if you've ever listened to one of their podcasts, they're really big on that strategy. And that essentially, it's a low and no money down real estate investing strategy, and they just created an acronym out of it. So the B stands for buy. And using the strategy, the idea is that after you go through a refinance down the road, that's one of the later R's in it, is that essentially the idea is that you'll be able to pull all of the money that you had to use out of that deal and let somebody else fund 100% of that deal. So then you can recycle that money. So say like I love your private money stuff, and it's so valuable for real estate investors to be using private money for this strategy as well. But they may only need it for a short time. Maybe it's only a bridge loan that they need from a private investor for 3 to 6 months to refinance it. But then they have already done all the hard work of raising that private money and having that relationship with that investor. And now they can pay that investor back, maybe refinance it into some bank financing or something like that now that the property's stabilized. And then they can take that private investor's lump sum that they have and go do another deal and then pay them back in 3 to 6 months and go do another deal. And then you raise one good private lender and boom, you can create millions of dollars of real estate and of assets just by doing that strategy. So the B is buy. You have to buy in order to use this recycling strategy. You have to be able to buy it below market value. So that B is important because if you're not buying it right, and that's the number one rule in real estate is you make your money when you buy. If you don't buy these properties below market value, this strategy will never work. You typically aren't just going to go on MLS and pick up a turnkey property and be able to do something like this. You have to pick something up typically that you can get below market value and that you can add value to in order to increase and gain some equity in the deal. So that's B. The R is rehab. So the next R is rehab. So what you have to do is you have to add value to the property. And typically that comes from renovations. So a lot of times the properties we're looking for in this strategy are distressed in some way, meaning that they're outdated. Maybe the roof is bad, whatever the case is. There's something that is going on that, you know, would prevent this seller potentially from being able to just put it on MLS and have a retail buyer move in and get a conventional loan on that property. There's typically some type of value add that is a reason why you're getting that property at a discount. All right, the next R is rent. So buy, rehab, rent. And so essentially what we're doing is we're getting this property stabilized. So we're going to get it fixed up. We bought it below value. We're getting it fixed up. Then we're going to get a good paying tenant in there because now you have a nicely updated unit. And then that's well stabilized. And then we're going to go for the refinance. That's the next R. And that's where we can pay back our private lenders, or if we used our own private money, our own, you know, maybe we had a home equity line of credit that we pulled and we used that. Now we can go and refinance and pay ourselves back, or pay our private lenders back, or our hard money lenders, or whatever we use to acquire and rehab that property. We could pay them back and make them whole with their interest and anything else that you'd agreed on to pay them. And then the final R that we like is repeat. So then it's just repeat the process as many times as you want and grow your portfolio as big as you want. And the key is, as long as you can get the money and get the deal, you can just keep repeating this thing over and over and over again. And it literally becomes just like a rinse and repeat process. And it's a very, very powerful strategy, especially for people who are looking to just get started and build a sizable portfolio relatively quickly.
So this strategy is for building long-term wealth, right?
Correct.
Yep. Long-term wealth. Yep. So a couple of questions to drill down a little bit. So when we're fixing up a house, then there's two kinds of rehabs.
Yes.
At least there's renovation. If I'm wanting to pull it in the MLS and get very top value, renovation. Mm-hmm. Then there's this thing called rent ovation.
Yeah, I love that. That's right. Great.
Rent ovation, yeah. Which means I may not put as much money or put as much, like if I'm going to want to hold this house like forever.
Yep.
I may not want to put, granite countertops. I may want to put Lowe's or Home Depot countertops versus yep. granite. I may not want to put the very top of the line LVP, luxury vinyl plank, if I'm going to be renting it. However, for the long term, I've discovered luxury vinyl plank is going to outlast carpet any day of the week. Yeah. So my question to you is, in your strategy, you know, you've got a lot of this going now.
Yeah.
Do you rehab them, quote unquote, all the way, as if you were going for top retail value, or how do you approach it?
That's a great question, Jay. Actually, we talk about this. We have a course on the BRRRR strategy as well. And in the course, we talk about number one thing, you can do the same strategy. I mean, really, if you're going to put it on MLS and do the renovation, as you mentioned, I mean, the process is the same. It's actually just a little bit quicker because you're just selling the property and you're offloading it. You're not going through the refinance and that thing. And you don't have to do the other R of renting it. Obviously, you can just throw it on the market and sell it vacant. So you can skip a couple of those. But the idea is you're creating equity and you're creating a spread by doing this strategy and not just going to say, I see this all the time. And this was my problem when we started. I didn't know this strategy. I didn't know this existed. So I found a real estate agent, because that's what I thought you had to do. And I thought the real estate agent must know everything about real estate investing, right? So because they're a real estate professional. I didn't understand it's a weekend course. And a lot of times they know how to sell a great rent, you know, house, but they don't know how to do, you know, investing in real estate. And then you go get a conventional loan and you put 25% down and you leave your 25% stuck in this property for the next 5 years before you can ever get access to that again, right? And so we went to go buy that first property and we had a deal under contract and we were going to have to put 25% down. It was a duplex and that would have wiped us out. We had no reserves then. We had nothing left over. And I'm like, this is so depressing. This is going to take me forever to get out. I wanted to get out of my full-time job. And I'm like, this is going to take me forever to get out of here. Right. And then I'm looking at some of my friends that are in real estate investing. I'm like, how do these guys have like 50 doors or 100 doors? They must have millions of dollars for down payments. Right. And that's when I started to dig deeper and understand this burr strategy. But to go back to your original question, in the course, one of the things that I recommend everybody does that wants to get into this is hire good property management from day one. Some bad advice I got from one of my good friends was you should manage your own properties when you first start so that you learn. And yes, thanks, Jay, you're shaking your head. Terrible advice. I wanted to punch my tenants in the face. I probably was going to end up in jail if I would have kept managing people because it wouldn't have worked out very well. I'm not handy. I always joke these are soft office hands. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm fixing this stuff. And it's frustrating. And those are typically the people that you're going to buy these discounted properties from. They're the ones self-managing, frustrated with having to collect rents, frustrated with dealing with tenants, evictions, all that stuff. It's way easier than that if you just hire a good professional property management company. And we found the property management companies we work with will handle all the rehab for us. So we don't have to get in on these value add projects and hire our own general contractors or do any of that stuff. They take care of all of that for us. And typically what I'm seeing, at least in our market, is they're doing this at a much lower cost than what the people who are trying to GC their own projects and know nothing about GCing a project are spending, because they are over renovating these properties for what the market's bearing. You know, they're in a C class property and they're putting A class finishes in it. And yes, you're probably going to attract a better tenant, but your ROI is going to be terrible and you're going to eat up all that equity that you thought you had in that property. If you just leave it to a good, reputable professional management company that knows the market and knows what is going to rent for what and what your ROI is going to be, you can be really hands off and they're typically going to be able to keep your costs much lower than what you're going to be able to do on your own trying to figure it all out. So,
Well, you know, regardless of our exit strategy, so this burr strategy incorporates, well, it's really not an exit strategy. It's a hold strategy. Regardless of whether you're flipping, holding, selling on rent to own, whatever, doesn't matter. Yep. Doesn't matter if you're a wholesaler.
Right.
You got to find the deal.
Right.
You got to find the discounted property. So I want to hang out on this a little bit, particularly in the market that we're in now. So Carol Joy, my wife and I, we've been at this game now full time since 2003. And since 2003, you got to find the deals, mm-hmm. right? So as you mentioned, when we started out, what worked really well a couple of years ago doesn't work so well right today. Yeah. I've never totally relied on the multiple listing service, but you know, we just wouldn't be doing any deals at all if I was relying on the multiple listings. Corey, I don't know when I bought a house out of the multiple listing service. I just can't remember when. And I do 2 to 3 a month with average profits of $67,000, but they're not coming out of the multiple listing service. So I want to talk to you. You're doing a lot of deals.
Yeah.
In this challenging market, where when I say market, I don't mean where I live. I mean the whole nation.
Yeah,
right?
Of course not.
There's no inventory in the multiple listing service. Mm-hmm. My guess is you are finding your deals off market. In other words, they're not listed in the multiple listing service. What are your favorite and best methods today that's working right now that's giving you consistent lead flow to find these deals?
Well, I will say this, Jay, and this is probably not going to be a cheat. You know, I don't want to give a tip that's not achievable for the majority of the audience because they're probably not at this point yet. But we actually just started TV a couple months ago, doing TV ads in our local market. And that is just dominating right now. I mean, it's just crazy. It totally outweighs all of our other lead sources right now, probably by 3 times the amount of leads that we are getting in other sources. The other source, though, that's been like the old bread and butter, and it's boring, and it's like some people dog it and they call it old school, but it's just direct mail and it's consistent direct mail. And I see that happen a lot of times. People dog direct mail, but it's not consistent. They're not consistently sending out direct mail. They're doing it and then they do it for a couple months. And if they don't get some deals, they give up on it. And direct mail takes time for it to work, is what we've seen over the years. And so those two sources have been really good. Texting is another really, really good source. However, by the time this podcast drops, you know, who knows where the regulations are going to be on that. It's getting really muddy waters as far as, you know, what kind of language you have to put in your text. And it's getting a little more diluted, a lot more people doing it, but it's going to become a legal issue on texting. So our time frame to be able to hit these texts is probably very limited on when that window for marketing is going to be open. But I would say right now our two best is the old fashioned, not sexy bread and butter direct mail. And then TV is just crushing.
Yeah. Well, and for your TV to work, my guess is you're probably going to need to be in a decent sized market versus my size market, which is only 40,000 people.
Yeah. And surprisingly, Green Bay is only 100,000 people. I mean, it's not a lot of people, but we have a couple other tertiary markets around Green Bay as well that are about 100,000 and stuff like that. So we hit all of those, you know, little smaller cities, I guess, along that same area. And so it's been really good, really interesting. We're getting some in like outlier kind of like, you know, cities of like 3,000 people where, I don't know if we, you know, you almost have to give us the house to make it a deal. But that's where some of the best deals come from, right? When we don't actually want them. We're like,
right.
Take my house.
You know, direct mail has been working for a long time and it still does. I'm doing direct mail right now. What are your favorite kinds of lists? You know, you can get all kinds of lists to mail to, from absentee owners to vacants to probates to, you know, long lists. What's your favorite list to mail to?
You know, we have some specialty lists that we get that we don't have no idea what they are. Actually, we pay a provider and they use their algorithms and stuff I don't understand. And then they give us the list. And some of those are our best, but they're our biggest, most expensive lists. Some of the old bread and butters that have just been consistently working is we call it PEND, P-E-N-D. So probate, evictions, notice of default, and divorce. Those are consistent, and those we can continually get in our state just from public record. So we don't need to hire anybody outside of it. We have a virtual assistant that goes in every week and pulls all those and puts those lists together, and they're pretty consistent. Probates are, you know, we don't do a lot with them. It's kind of one of those things where morally we sometimes are like, oh, I know we're helping some families, but other families we're like, oh, I don't know. We just don't do a lot, and they get hit really, really hard in our market by other people. So we don't do as well with those, but we still get some deals now and then. Evictions are great. It's a little tougher to find evictions now because of the moratorium and stuff like that. There haven't been as many people filing evictions, but still an old bread and butter.
So on the evictions, what you're looking for there is a tired landlord, right?
Correct.
Yeah. They just had to go through the eviction process and they're just sort of like done. I like the acronym that you gave out. It was like PEND. Tell everybody again one more time, what does PEND stand for?
Yeah, P is in probate, E is in evictions, N is in notice of default, and D is in divorce.
Gotcha. Yeah. Very good. So final question here, Corey. What is it about the Burr strategy that you've really been drawn to that over and beyond other strategies?
Well, again, I love it because you can use it for any asset class. You can use it for, like you mentioned, you could do it for rent to own. I have a couple of them right now that we have rent to owns going, and it works great. We get that option fee up front. We're buying the property at a discount, so we have the equity built in with the tenant buyer and what we got it under contract for. And then we're able to get a lender to refinance us out of the money that we had either front or raised from private money or whatever the case was. And now we're made whole on the strategy. And, you know, I'm not a big financial nerd as far as like calculators and all that stuff. But one thing that never made sense to me is like, I'd have a lot of financial advisors that I went to school with or whatever, they get into that field and they want to sit down and have coffee, right? That's the old thing. And I'd sit and look at like their rates of return on stuff. And they're like, well, I could get you, you know, 5-6% on this mutual fund or whatever the case is, right? And then I'd like ask them to look at this strategy, the Burr strategy. And I have no money into it after 3 to 6 months. So I'm paid back 100% whole. I have none of my own money left in this deal. And I'm getting cash flow every single month on top of that. So what's my rate of return? And their minds would almost explode. And they're like, you can't do that. That's not possible. I'm like, I'm doing it. Like, it's happening. It's infinite. There's an infinite return on investment because I have no capital stuck in this deal anymore. You can't get me that in the stock market. You can't get me that in anything else. You want $100,000 worth of stocks? You got to put $100,000 in the stock market, and your principal could be gone tomorrow. We're in real estate. You know, I love the fact that you're secured by real estate. You've got good paying tenants in there that are going to pay down that debt for me, and I don't have any money left in it. So it allows me to just recycle any funds that I can raise and just keep doing it over and over and over again. And it's kind of boring sometimes, but when we get those appraisals back, when we're going through that refinance and you got that big equity spread in there, it's super exciting to know like how much wealth you're building by using this strategy, and that it's really unlimited. You can just continue to do it as long as you can find deals and find money for the private money part. So it's super exciting to me that you get to create all this wealth and cash flow and not have to have your own investment into it.
That's awesome, Corey. Well, Corey, let's tell everybody one more time how they can connect with you and Carrie and learn about this Burr strategy.
Yeah, so we have a website. It's just coreyandcarrie.com. And if you go on there, if you are interested in learning about the Burr strategy, we have a course on there that forces you into action. So it's not an educational course. It's a, hey, you need to take action course. And the goal is to get you into one of these properties you can Burr out of in 45 to 90 days from starting the course. So you can go on there and you can just select, you know, the option for that. If you're already doing some deals and you are looking to, you know, take your business to the next level, and you want to get in one of these mastermind groups and you want to be around other people who are going through the same things you're going through, we also have a small mastermind group that we run, and there's limited spots available, but you can go on there. It's called Launch, and you can apply to be a part of that as well. But just going to the website and contacting us through that is probably the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Awesome. So that website, everybody, is www.corey, which is spelled C-O-R-E-Y, A-N-D, Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E.com. Again, that's www.corey, C-O-R-E-Y, and A-N-D, Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E.com. Corey, thank you so much for joining me here on the show today.
Always good to see my smiling friend, Jay Connor, man. Love you, buddy.
Hey, I love you too, Corey. Thank you so much. There you have it, folks. Another episode of the Private Money Academy podcast, Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. Here's to taking your business to the next level, and we'll see you right here on the next episode.